Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm broken, hungry, got on my last pair of shoes. My baby with me, what am I going to do?
This week, Samantha Gerwitz is a werewolf, sort of. Keith Salterjanes is a Swift Taylor and not... I think you see where that one's going. Joe Davis brings another episode of Slash Front Lobe, where left-wing revenge fantasies once again mean nothing. And Ben Kirshner and I each have a separate take on this whole wall fracas and government shutdown. Because, of course, as of this recording, the federal government is still shut down, so the president can build a $5 billion wall that'll cost more like $30 billion to stop immigrants at the border when most immigrants just come here by plane or climb the walls we already have. So, if you want a wall, you mostly want a concrete middle finger pointed south, and if you don't want a wall, you mostly don't want to make that statement. It's just symbolism. Symbolism is why FBI agents are now working without pay, and Border Patrol agents. It's why the Miami airport had to close an entire concourse, and it's why there will be delays in two federal lawsuits against Donald Trump. This is the final edition Radio Hour.
When I woke up this morning, and the doggone shame.
The site of the original Woodstock concert will have a three-day 50th anniversary music festival this August. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Bob Dylan sounds exactly the same.
Will they also be having a 25th anniversary of the Woodstock 99 concert?
Aw, man, I only just got the mud out from the first Woodstock.
This Woodstock features mud facials.
This time, I'm really gonna make sure I pass that acid test. I've been studying.
It's gonna be real sad when John Fogerty comes out and tries to sell them all a reverse mortgage.
The first time couples fell in love... This time they fall and can't get up.
Joe Cocker will be singing I Can Walk with a Little Help from My Friends.
The promoters were too stoned to realize that they threw the 50th anniversary last year.
They have also changed I Won't Get Fooled Again to I Am Repeatedly Fooled by Telemarketers and Other Scammers.
And featuring the who? No, seriously, who?
Featuring the what?
Featuring Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Old.
We're going to have the revival of Creedence Clearwater Revival.
10 years after is coming back as 60 years after.
Unfortunately, most of the attendees will be coughing up blood, sweat, and tears.
The line to get into Jefferson Airplane is so long because of the TSA.
3 days long? Good thing I'm already wearing this adult diaper.
The concert is expected to be packed with all of the people who claimed they went to the first Woodstock.
Hi, I'm Carl Sampson, owner of the Swift Taylor Alteration Shop down on 22nd and Howard Boulevard. Here to finally clarify that my business, the Swift Taylor, has nothing to do with pop music superstar Taylor Swift. Just our names are kind of similar. Sure, I can tailor any piece of clothing swiftly, meaning at a fast pace, but there's been some confusion as of late of people lining upside my shop wanting to get selfies and autographs from Taylor Swift. But again, she is not, nor has ever been, at the Swift Taylor establishment. Trust me, I've tried all too well to get in touch with T-Swift on her Twitter and Instagram, DMing her. Hey, I don't really know your music, but your name sounds a lot like my alteration shop. Maybe we should meet? But I never heard anything back. Even after more messages of, are you for real? Look how close our names are. Everyone thinks you're here anyways. Please respond. Still nothing. I did finally get a response after writing, look what you made me do, Miss Swift. You may think you're too good to reply to a little independent clothing shop owner such as myself, and sure, you have 7 Grammy Awards, but I can hem a pair of delicate pants in under 10 minutes. Maybe you should change your name. From that, I got a, ready for it, cease and desist letter from a record company.
Swift Taylor Alteration Shop. Our name sorta kinda sounds like Taylor Swift.
Welcome back. The count is 2-2 with Rodgers on second. No outs at the top of the seventh.
Don Allen at the mound, pitching a two-hitter so far.
Got anything special planned for Mother's Day?
Well, that's complicated. My mother and I don't really speak to each other. She ruined my wedding, came in high on something, started cursing my in-laws. That's ball three. I ended up holding my own mother's hair while she threw up in the bushes. Ball four, Jason takes the base.
I think that's Jason's 14th walk this season.
Well, coming off a 30 home run year, the pitchers start getting wary of you.
That's true. So, when your mom puked at your wedding, that had to put a damper on the honeymoon, huh?
Not really. I've learned to cut my mom out of my life. We've always hated each other.
Pinch hitting for the pitcher, number 34, Jose Sandoval.
The perennial October favorite is at the tail end of a Hall of Fame career, but so far, he is batting 450 with two home runs and four RBIs in the pinch hitter position at home.
They say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but I don't think this guy needs any. So, why are things so tough with you and your mom?
Well, she got pregnant when she was 15 and blames me for making her boyfriend run away. First pitch is fastball, low and outside. The count is 1-0.
So, you're technically a bastard.
I technically am, yes. Grounded to the shortstop for a quick fielder's choice at second.
So, when I called you a bastard the other day for using the last coffee filter, that must have stung a little.
Hey, I'm used to it. Back to the top of the lineup. Shortstop Jerry Schmidt up to the bat. He has one of the two hits this game, a triple in the fourth, but he was left stranded at third. And it wasn't the last coffee filter, by the way. There was another box in Mike's office.
That was the last filter. I don't know how many times we have to go over this. Mike doesn't even drink coffee. He's allergic to caffeine. And that one's a little inside ball one.
I never took the time to get to know Mike. Frankly, I have some intimacy issues. I'm not going to lie to you. I can't get an erection for any woman without Viagra.
Ever think you're gay?
That would make it simpler, but oh, Jerry Schmidt hits it high into center.
That's good for a double and gets Rodgers in for the run and moves Sandoval to third.
How about Schmidt taking second? Does that count as a run?
Well, no, of course not. Why would you even ask that?
Well, if I'm going to be totally honest, I don't actually know a thing about baseball.
No, that's okay, I guess. You have some other good qualities.
Thanks. So about you? You doing anything for Mother's Day?
No. My whole family's dead. And that brings Jose Jimenez to the plate.
The holiday season is over, and the January doldrums have got you down. Why not spice things up and finally take that sacred jihad you've always meant to? Yes, there's never been a better time to strike at the heart of the great Satan. Thanks to the government shutdown, the TSA is dangerously undermanned and disgruntled, so sneaking nuclear material through customs is easier than ever. All of the evil empire's landmarks and monuments are completely unguarded and vulnerable, so you can be the last person ever to see the Statue of Liberty. And best of all, getting into the godless murderer's den of inequity has never been easier, because thanks to the decadence and racism of their imperial puppet king, no one is paying attention to the Canadian border. Plus, because of all the recent Syrian withdrawal, now is the best time to get contraband out of the Levant. Sure, you could stay at home gassing children, or you could journey on one of the most memorable voyages of your life and theirs. So contact your local ISIS travel agent today and ask him how you can make this government shutdown last forever.
Well, this is a pretty fun Halloween party. I mean, probably not the best party happening in the city right now, but I'm having an all right time.
Well, it's about to get even better. I brought my world-famous deviled ham finger sandwiches.
You brought sandwiches with deviled ham? But that's the devil's ham! Are you trying to ruin this soiree?
It's just a name. The devil doesn't personally make this ham, or exist.
Of course Lord Lucifer, vile worm, doesn't personally make the ham. He enters your fingers through the naughtiest parts of your brain and compels you to do his foul bidding.
Just making a sauce out of mayo and mustard.
Forsooth! That is how it begins, with the unholy mixing of condiments. But once you have allowed the father of lies into your cold picnic salads, you have allowed him into your very soul. Let not the wicked prince of darkness befoul your sacred repast. Yea, thee shall knoweth the devil, for yo, he seemeth like a man, his speech is uncanny. Verily, he calleth his brownies food cake. and his flawed Diavolo chickens are roasted on the brimstone itself. Anon, dispose of these defiled foodstuffs and bringeth to me sacred unmolested ham. And to complement this dish of our Lord, prepareth two bowls, one of pure unamalgamated mayonnaise, and the second containing holy mustard. And never the two shall meet. Yea, old Scratch, get ye behind me. I reject your spicy cooking and all its works. Regna terre cantata Deo salite sernunos. Regna terre cantata Dea salite aradia. Cale Deus, Deus terre, humile terra majestite, gloriae tue supplicemus, ut ab omni infernalium, spirituum potestate.
Whoa. If he feels that strongly about the deviled ham, wait till he sees the eggs.
Hey, it's me, Carl Sampson, owner of the Swift Taylor Alteration Shop, and let me begin again. Taylor Swift may be super successful at 29, but I've been working for 38 years. Try keeping a small business open for that long. That's a real state of grace. If you want a country-turned-pop singer, the Swift Taylor is not your place. But if you want to have a shirt that fits with style, then come to me. Call and make an appointment, and we'll fit you into a blank space. And by blank space, I mean an opening in our calendar, not the top hit single by Tay-Tay. Two different things. I mean, the Swift Tailor can also clean your clothes. Can Taylor Swift do that? No! Give us your muddy clothing and we'll shake it off. As in shake the mud off. You know. We have special deals every day of the week too, like the I Knew You Were Trouble Tuesdays, in which we give 50% off bleach stained items. Because bleach is trouble, that's why. It's just a Swift incidence.
Swift Taylor Alteration Shop. Our name sorta kinda sounds like Taylor Swift.
Today we celebrate President Rutherford B. Hayes, who in 1879 told Congress to build a giant sign at the Canadian border saying, quote, I did your mom, unquote. Immediately he faced fierce congressional opposition and therefore took his appeal directly to the American people.
We can only halt the advance of the deadly Canuck by insulting his mother and including a universal hieroglyphic indicating the reverse cowgirl arrangement. I propose putting the sign in front of Niagara Falls, which your typical Canadian looks at twice daily.
But House Speaker Samuel J. Randall countered that the border already had many signs insulting the Mountie menace, and that one more would not halt any of the overly polite invaders who had already trekked 1,000 miles through the frozen Yukon. Nor, he added, would the sign obviate the existing need for guards every 17 feet along the 1,500-mile border.
Whether or not we put up this display, guards will still have to remind the second-hand Frenchmen what we did to their moms, lest they not read the sign.
This terrible stalemate triggered a government shutdown, prompting chaos, and for a full week, freeing Negroes to buy homes in suburban Chicago. Finally, Senate President Pro Tem Alan G. Thurman stepped in to end the standoff.
The insult is bound to stop at least some of the abominable snow people from adapting across the St. Lawrence River. Therefore, we allocate 3 times the total gross domestic product of our young country toward the erection of this great pornographic remark.
And that is why, more than 100 years later, our view of the mighty Niagara is blocked by a giant insulting monument, forever reminding our northern foe that we have done, and will always have done, their moms.
And now, the continuing adventures of
Slash Promo, taken for another.
At a studio in Austin, Texas, radio host Alex Jones records another polarizing broadcast.
I'm talking about the Clintons, the Obamas, every candy-ass bleeding heart who wants to take away our guns and turn our children gay with chemtrails and tap water. I don't care how many crisis actors our government puts in front of a microphone. Who the hell are you? Ah, my nose!
Attention listeners of the Alex Jones Show and readers of Infowars.com.
You have been deceived by a con man who draws you in with conspiracy theories that fit your own prejudices and then uses that to sell vitamin pills and fake boner medicine. He's like Harold Hill from The Music Man. But instead of selling musical instruments, he's saying nobody died at Sandy Hook.
Ow!
So if you want the truth, go to the New York Times and the Washington Post. If you want vitamins, go to Rite Aid. Okay, normally I'd cut up someone with a chainsaw now because that's kind of my shtick, but it's probably illegal for even a fictional character to threaten a living person. But I see we're coming up on a hard break on the Alex Jones Show, so while you're listening to commercials for Bill Clinton rape whistles, Mr. Jones and I are going to have a moment alone. And when we get back, this station is going to have a new format, Trance Music for Gay Frogs. I think you're going to like it.
My, that was satisfying, wasn't it? And just think, nobody learned a thing. Anyone listening to Alex Jones doesn't listen to the final edition. They're in their bubble, and we're in ours with
Slash Frontlow, Chainsaw Under.
Carl Sampson here again, owner of the Swift Taylor Alteration Shop that is totally unrelated in every way to Taylor Swift. Look. Never in my wildest dreams would I have ever thought I'd own my own tailor shop, but I do, and now T-Swizzle is taking all my business away. Yeah, I said it. Call it what you want. But I say it's a conspiracy against me. I guess me and her have bad blood, because we don't get along. I opened my shop in 1980, and then T-Swifty calls her album that. Come on. That's the moment I knew there was something up. Plus, the name of my shop makes sense. The Swift Tailor, because we are fast tailors. Hey, Tater Tot, what do you do swiftly, huh? I'm innocent here, and definitely didn't try to take advantage of Taylor Swift's popularity to increase my own business by making these ads and dropping titles of her songs into them the entire time. And this is the last time I'm going to say it, forever and always. So shake it off. Oh, I think I already did that one. So come on down to the Swift Taylor Alteration Shop, and for every customer who gets their pants taken in next week, will help my fund so I can finally see Taylor Swift in concert. Look, Taylor's gonna hate, but damn it, she's talented.
Swift Taylor Alteration Shop. Our name sorta kinda sounds like Taylor Swift.
This week on the Final Edition Radio Hour Best of Podcast Series, Doctors with Borders.
Wow, Doctor, I can't believe you gave up that million-dollar residency at the sexiest hospital in Beverly Hills to cure AIDS in Africa. At least you deserve a hug.
Please don't. I don't like to be touched.
That's right. It's Doctors with Borders, using nonsense medical jargon and $2,000 haircuts to save the world. Just don't ever touch them.
Wow, you just found the cure for East Nile virus. Let me shake your hand.
Nurse, prep the crash cart.
Oh my god, who shot Caleb?
I did. Now pass me the scalpel, and for God's sake, don't stand that close.
These doctors will touch your heart, but they won't, you know, actually touch your heart. It's Doctors with Borders, Sundays at 11:25 p.m., on the Final Edition Radio Network.
Oh my god, is it a full moon tonight?
What?
Look, you need to get out of here, okay? You need to leave.
Wait. Do you become a werewolf?
I can feel it happening.
What?
The cramps.
What? I don't see any hair or anything. Where are your claws? Okay, it's kind of werewolf. Oh my god, why are you crying? No, do you want a banana or something?
Have you ever, like, just, like, felt everything?
I mean,
at the same time.
I feel a lot of this right
and
now.
I don't know if it's good or bad. It's just, like, a lot.
Okay, no, I don't want to cuddle. Get off of me. Why are you so emotional?
Go get me chocolate.
What? I think I'm just going to go, okay? I'm going to call a Lyft.
I told you to leave before now.
All right, 17 minutes away. Can you wait 17 minutes?
Now it's too late.
Wait, get, why?
Hold me while I watch this Sarah McLachlan commercial.
Well, why is the door locked? Your grip is so tight. Let go. I can't breathe.
Tell me I'm not old.
I can't breathe.
Tell me I'm not old.
You're not old. I can't breathe. Babe.
Not Bad Evening. I'm Noah Nolson, and this isn't not the double negative news on KNOT. Not coming up later in the program, we won't not be going to the Not Boy Scout Knot Tying Competition, Not at Fort Knox. But first, let's not take a look at the double negative news weather forecast with our not incompetent meteorologist, Noelle Nolan.
I ain't going to not thank you, Noah. I'm Noelle Nolan, and it doesn't not look like nautical winds ain't not going to not disable this heat wave out of the area in the next not few days. We can't not expect a much cooler temperature as we don't not go not out of the work week. So don't not enjoy your not weekday now. Maybe even ain't not think about not heading to Knott's Berry Farm, no?
Not thanks, Noelle. Maybe people shouldn't not enjoy their weekend now before the not hot days come around.
You ain't not right, Noah. Maybe open a bottle of their favorite Pinot Noir.
Don't you mean Pinot Noir?
No, I don't not mean Pinot. I mean Peanut!
Oh, I've never not tried peanut, but I don't think I wouldn't not like it.
Well, don't not knock until you don't not try peanut, Noah.
Right you aren't not, Noelle. Right you aren't not. Oh, and I'm not getting word now about the suspect who wasn't not on the run after a local bank wasn't not held up, hasn't not been apprehended. We don't not now go to our not off the scene reporter, Nokonomi No. Nokonomi?
Not thank you, Noah. Nakanami here, not with your double negative news, not on the spot report. I'm standing nowhere outside the building where the 35-year-old suspect isn't not thought to be not outside. Let's not go now to one of the not retired officers, not on the scene. Officer, what can't you not tell us about what isn't not going on here?
Well, we are pretty sure the suspect is inside the building, and we should apprehend him any minute.
Great. So he's not inside, and we didn't not catch him.
No. To be clear, we did not catch him, and he still is technically on the loose and thought to be extremely dangerous.
Well, there you don't not have it, folks. Not great news here on the scene.
No, he's still very much
not back to you in the newsroom, Noah.
Opposite of your welcome, Nokonomi. And not by the look of the area, aren't you not near Tomato Pie Pizza Joint?
No, that's not near here.
They don't not have the greatest garlic knots not there.
Yeah, they are not delicious. Just don't not eat too many or your stomach won't not be enough. Not for double negative news. This isn't Nokonomi not signing off.
Listen, he has a gun and he...
You definitely aren't not right there, Nokonomi. So many knots. Not lots and lots of knots. Oh, and I'm not hearing the KNOT knock, which means that this isn't not all for the double negative news for not this evening. Coming up next isn't not the Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith and not Don Knotts. Thanks for watching, and don't not have a bad night, won't you not?
So that was all written by Keith Saltajanes, Ben Kirshner, Barry Lank. Barry Lank and Ben Kirshner, we wrote the baseball thing together, Joe Davis and Samantha Gerwitz. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus Gil Barron, Mike Bisa, John Gutierrez, Matt Wilkie, Jessica Park, and Gene Augusto. Everything is produced and engineered by me, Barry Lank, with technical help at the UBN Studios by the mighty, mighty Kurt Carlson. Lots of music this week by Kevin MacLeod, as always. Even if your paycheck isn't back next week, we will be! Good night.
Right away. When he got them in the store, there was fun you bet. Someone asked for sparrowgrass, and then the whole quartet all answered yes. We got no bananas. We got no bananas today. Our eggs are delicious, but they act suspicious.